Okay, today's daf is Lamed Aleph. We're going to start back toward the middle of Lamed Amud Bet. We had a question, okay? Ula asked, Amar Ula, we're right in the center of the daf, Itamar Rav Hoshaya. Okay, one of the Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael asked, Eshar Yadin Chavim Bavlai, Kazayit Kazayitnan, O Kazayit Vikazayitnan. Okay, do the rabbis in Babel know? Okay, this is a classic example of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael not knowing what the rabbis in Babel, the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael kind of deferring to the rabbis in Babel, saying, you know, we have an issue with the Nusach, maybe they know the Nusach better than we do. Okay, the Nusach of the Mishnah is it Kazayit Kizayit, or is it Kazayit Vikazayit? Okay, what's the difference? Let's just review. In the Mishnah we said, if you said, Kizayit Lemachar, Kizayit Bachutz, right? Do we mean that you meant to combine both and say, I mean, Kizayit Lemachar and Kizayit Bachutz, and therefore we view this as Eruv Machshavot? Or do we say, no, you said first Kizayit Lemachar, that already made it Pigul, and after the fact that you said Kizayit Bachutz, that, you know, we ignore that. That's irrelevant because you've already been mefagel the korban, right? And that was the machlok at Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And then we had a debate between Elf and Rabbi Yochanan. Is it in two avodot, or is it also in one avodah he would agree? And that's in one avodah would Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's a ruv machshavot because it was all within one avodah? Or would he even say within one avodah, once you say chutz lizmano, it's pigul and you get kari, right? The whole relevance of this is, do you get kari? By the way, I was thinking in Yana Diyama, I was thinking, the Netta with her song, right? How does she do the song that she did for the Eurovision? It's all looping, right? Where she records her voice and then plays it, you know, that, and plays it back at the same time. It was exactly what we were discussing, that there's no possible way to say everything all at the same time, right? So now in modern day times, you can come up with ways to looping. We were talking about last night, it's exactly what was in the job yesterday. You can't possibly say Tumurat Olat, Tumurat Shlamim in the same, right? Or Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Lizmano. So the question is, did you mean both or not? So anyway, I thought to connect them. So that's where, when you're learning the daf, you hear things and you immediately start filtering it through what we learned. Okay. So now we have the question, is the Nusach Kizayit Kizayit, which would mean what? That only if you said Kizayit Lemachar, Kizayit Bachutz, then Rabbi Yehuda, we're really dealing with Rabbi Yehuda specifically, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you said Kizayit Bachar, first you said Chutz Lizmano, and then you said Kizayit Bachutz, Chutz Lizmano, that would be viewed as two different things. But if that's the Nusach, then the obvious implication would be, if you say Kizayit Vikizayit, right, Kizayit Machar Vikizayit Bachutz, then you basically be saying, oh, I mean to combine these two, which means as soon as you combine it and it's not only Chutz Lizmano and it's also Chutz Lizmano, that was the whole thing, it's only Pigul that you get Kare if the Pigul is what causes the Pigul and not some other disqualification. If you also have Chutz Lizmano, then it doesn't make it Kare. So it's a very relevant machloket, depending on how many times you say Kizayit Vikizayit, right? How many times you would even say this. But the point is, what's the ramification of Kizayit Vikizayit? So now the answer is going to come from this story that we started yesterday, but we'll start again from the story. So now what happens? So, so we say like this. Okay, let's continue the question. Do we say Kizayit Kizayitnan Aval Kizayit Vikizayit? We're right in the center of Lamed Amud Bet. About Kizayit Vikizayit Divrei HaKol Eruv Machshavot, right? Then Kizayit Vikizayit, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, this is Eruv Machshavot. And then there's obviously no Karet, because you've combined the two. Odilma Kizayit Vikizayit not, or maybe, even in the Mishnah, the Nusach was Kizayit Vikizayit. Dila Rabbi Yehuda Partahave, Rabbi Yehuda views this as different cases. Bekoshakan Kizayit Kizayit, and then obviously, if you say Kizayit Kizayit, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say these weren't meant to be combined because you didn't even put a vav to connect them. So if you would put a vav to connect them, he still doesn't view them as combined. So obviously, if there's no vav to connect them, they wouldn't be combined. So now, Tashma, they say, let's learn from this question Levi asked Rabbi. Dibah mine Levi mi Rabbi. Chishev le'chol kizayit lemachar bachutz. We now have three cases. We had kizayit kizayit, which we for sure agree everybody disagrees about. Kizayit vikizayit is a question. Okay? If that's the nusach, then obviously they disagree. If it's not the nusach, and the nusach is kezayit, kezayit, then kezayit, big kezayit, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree this is erev machshavot and there's no karet. What about, Levi asks, what about kezayit lemachar bachutz? If you say I'm going to eat a kezayit tomorrow outside, would you really combine the two statements? Would Rabbi Yehuda agree in that case that it's erev machshavot and there's no karet? So Amar Lei. So Rebbe answers him, Zo She'ela, you're asking a question about this? Eruv Machshavot Habe, that's obviously Eruv Machshavot. Amar Lepanav Rabbi Shimon B'Rebbe, Lo Mishnah Tenuhi, isn't that our Mishnah? Where our Mishnah says, in other words, can't you learn it straight from our Mishnah? And that's Rebbe, why are you answering him in terms of a logical answer? Why don't you just say, it says so in our Mishnah? Okay, it doesn't say so, but it implies so in our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah says lechol kezayit b'chutz kezayit lemachar kezayit lemachar kezayit b'chutz kechatzi zayit b'chutz kechatzi zayit lemachar chatzi zayit lemachar chatzi zayit b'chutz. Okay, either one of these cases is pasul ve'ein bo karet. Okay, so now what? That was our whole thing. Kezayit machar kezayit b'chutz. You don't get karet because you're basically right according to Rabbi Yehuda. Those are two separate.
This is the mistake in it.
No. Pasulva Aimbo Karet, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says you get karet in this case. Okay? The Gemara, this is one of those classic examples where the Gemara quotes you part and you have to know the rest of it. Okay, the point is, right, if you just read the words of the Gemara, it sounds like there is no karet. But Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, you get karet. So what's the obvious implication here? Ha'idach, but if you didn't say it like that and you said kezayit b'chutz, kezayit lemachar b'chutz, eruv machshavot havi, and you wouldn't get karet. So basically, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, says, isn't it obvious from the wording of the Mishnah, since the Mishnah says kezayit kezayit, it's obvious that you wouldn't get karet, right? I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yehuda would say you wouldn't get karet in the case of kezayit machar b'chutz, because there you're really combining things. The fact that that case isn't in the Mishnah would make it obvious. So now comes the complicated part. Amar Le, Rebbe says to him back, Hu sha'al bidvar chokhmah, va'at amart mishnatenu? He was asking a question of chokhmah, which the assumption is going to be, he was asking about the nusach of our Mishnah, and you're answering him from the Mishnah without really addressing his question. Okay? Because what he's saying is there's obviously a complication in this version of what the nusach of the Mishnah was, and you're not really answering his question. Lididach di'itnitech tarte lo kashelach. You, okay, when I taught you the Mishnah, Rebbe's telling his son, I taught you both cases, meaning kezayit kezayit and kezayit bikezayit. So when I taught you the Mishnah, I taught you that it included both. But when I taught the Mishnah to Rebbe, Dilo itnite elachada. I only mentioned to him kezayit kezayit. Now, I assume he didn't do this on purpose, but I guess when he was teaching him the Mishnah, he said the case of kezayit kezayit. So now what happened? Levi heard only kezayit kezayit, so he thought that that was the nusach. But then what happened? Shaminhu, this is Rebbe telling the story about Levi. Remember, Levi asked the question. So then what happened? Levi went and heard L'Rabbanan, he heard these other rabbis, Dikhagar se tarte, that were actually saying both. Okay? And he'd only learned one. Now at this point in the Gemara, you're not really supposed to know which one, but it's hard for me to explain it without telling you. So I'm telling you, the one he heard was kezayit kezayit. Okay? Now, but the rabbis were saying both girsot. V'savar, and Levi thought, Didi dafka, viditu erev machshavot haveh. That's, what did Levi say? My version, remember, Rebbe's talking. Rebbe says that Levi said to himself, is the version that Rebbe taught him, kezayit v'kezayit, the only case? And the other case of kezayit v'kezayit would be eruv machshavot. O dilma didhu dafka, or were they right, the rabbis, about their nusach? Ulididi, and then if that's the case, then why did he teach him only one? In other words, Levi's thinking to himself, why did Rebbe only teach me one? Well, if he only taught me one, Ledide Shiure Shirli, he must have left out some other cases. And, right, because as if the rabbis are saying there's some other case included in the Mishnah that Rebbe didn't teach him, then the assumption is that Rebbe left out at least one case. Umi Deshirli Ledide, Hashirli Ledidhu Nami. Bahach. So now what does he say very logically? If Rebbe taught them two, and he taught me only one, if really he taught me one, it was supposed to be one, and the rabbis are wrong, that's possible. Maybe the rabbis have the wrong nusach. They claim Rebbe taught them both, and maybe they're wrong, and maybe because I isn't in the Mishnah, really Rebbe Yehuda agrees in that case, that it's Eruv Machshavah. Or did he teach me one and left something out? And he taught them two, maybe he left something out when he taught them. So then, if he left something out to them, then what would that mean? That kizayit lemachar b'chutz, maybe Rebbe just left out when he was teaching it. If he taught one case, and then he taught two cases, and maybe there are three cases. Okay, what he's saying is like this. If it's only kizayit, then it's obvious that kizayit b'kizayit is a part, and obviously then kizayit lemachar b'chutz would be out. But if Rebbe, when in his teachings, left out cases, well then in theory, he could have left out also lemachar b'chutz. That's how Rebbe explains Levi's question. In which case, he's telling his son that the way you explained it doesn't really help Levi. Because Levi's whole question was, what's the nusach? Okay. So therefore, now we're going to say, v'hei itnie, in other words, which was, I told you already, the one that Levi did learn was this kazayit kazayit, but now the Gemara is going to question that. Which was the one he had, kazayit kazayit or kazayit bikazayit? Ilema kazayit bikazayit itnie, halav shiurahu. Well, then he didn't really leave anything out, because if kazayit bikazayit is not going to be erev machshavot according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it has a vav, then obviously kazayit kizayit is included in that, so that wouldn't be a case where he left out a case. Because when you leave out a case, you would have to leave out something that wasn't so obvious, and this would be obvious. Okay? So therefore, ela kazayit kizayit itnie. Okay? Therefore, that's what it must have been he meant. Now they're going to say, why didn't, if he was trying to figure out, was the nusach kizayit v'kizayit, which would then, you know, and which would include kizayit kizayit, and then we'd be able to imply also, you know, with lamachar b'chutz, and as we could have, why didn't he just ask the question, v'tibayit, like kizayit v'kizayit? Why didn't he just ask about, is the nusach kizayit v'kizayit? Because if the nusach is kizayit v'kizayit, then what do we know? Lamachar b'chutz is excluded. If the nusach is kizayit kizayit, and there were some other cases left out, then we can imply that it included more, that those would be included. So why didn't he just ask about kizayit bikizayit? So savar ibai minechada dishamana tarte. He thought that if what they're trying to say is, if he really, his question in the end was really, is what's the story with kizayit bikizayit? Because he heard the, remember, what did Rebbe say? He heard the other rabbi saying the second nusach, and he wanted to know, is that the nusach or not? So why didn't he just ask directly about that? So now they say, because if he asked about the lemachar b'chutz, he could actually learn both about that and about kizayit bikizayit. It was a way of asking a question that would answer him two things. The Shamana Tarte, the Ibina Kazayat Bikazayat, because if he just asked Kazayat Bikazayat, ha nicha, it would depend on what his answer would be, whether he'd get an answer about Chutz Lamachar Bachutz. Because I Amarle Klala, if he says that that would be a Klala, what's Klala? Kid, like Echad, Davar Echad, as if it's one Klal. If he would say the Kazayat Bikazayat is Eruv Machshavot, then Koshake Kazayat Lamachar Bachutz would be Eruv Machshavot. So then he would get an answer. But ella iamartli parta. But if the answer was that kizayit bikizayit is actually included in the Mishnah, and we view those as two separate things, even Rabbi Yehuda would say, even in the case of kizayit bikizayit, it's not a eruv machshavot. Well, then kizayit lemachar b'chutz kama baile. Then he'd still have to ask the question. Well, what would be in kizayit lemachar b'chutz? So if he had asked the question about kizayit bikizayit, he wouldn't have gotten an answer about lemachar b'chutz. So then they say, okay, so the point was, he asked the question about lemachar b'chutz in order to get an answer both about that and about kizayit bikizayit. But now they're going to say, just by getting an answer about lemachar b'chutz, depending on what your answer is, and that's, what did we say? If he had asked about kizayit bikizayit, then if the answer went one way, he'd get an answer about lemachar b'chutz. If kizayit bikizayit is out, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks even in that case he'll agree with the other side, they don't argue, then we know about lemachar b'chutz. But if that was part of the Mishnah, then we wouldn't know about lemachar b'chutz. Well, now we're going to say the opposite, okay? As they're saying, well, your assumption of that whole line of thinking was that if you asked about lemachar b'chutz, you'd get an answer to everything. But now they're going to say, you wouldn't necessarily get an answer to everything. Depends what the answer would be. Because, hatinachi amar le kizayit lemachar b'chutz prata. If they said kizayit lemachutz, is viewed as two separate things. In other words, even though it sounds like it's the same, even Rabbi Yehuda says in that case, it's not Eruv Machshavot, then Kol Shekein Kezayit B'Kezayit. Then obviously Kezayit, right? These are all levels. So obviously Kezayit B'Kezayit is going to be viewed as two separate things, and he's going to disagree about that case. Ela'i Amar Le'Klala, but if he says that Kezayit L'Machar B'Chutz is Eruv Machshavot, then Kezayit U'Kezayit Me'Vayileh, then we still don't know what's the middle case. Does Kezayit B'Kezayit go like Kezayit Kezayit, or does it go like L'Machar B'Chutz? So what is the answer? No, no, no. Because Im Kain Mirtach Ratach. If that was the case, that Kezayit L'Machar B'Chutz is viewed as two separate things, as one thing, and Kezayit B'Kezayit is viewed as two separate, then Rebbe, when he asked the when Levi asked the question, Rebbe would get very angry at him and say like this: Hashta Kezayit U'Kezayit Klala Kezayit L'Machutz Mebaya. He would say like this: if Kezayit U'Kezayit was viewed as one entity, okay, it would go like this. If Kezayit B'Kezayit was viewed as one entity, as a Eruv Machshavot, then when he asked the question about L'Machar B'Chutz, what would Rebbe say? You idiot, what kind of a question are you asking? Even a case of Kezayit B'Kezayit, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's Eruv Machshavot, so obviously L'Machar B'Chutz is going to be Eruv Machshavot. And therefore, depending on the way he reacted to his question, it would give him an indicator of what the answer was also about Kezayit B'Kezayit. If he didn't get angry with him, then he'd know that the two are different, right? In other words, if the line is drawn here, then, right, in between Kezayit B'Kezayit and L'Machar B'Chutz, then it would be a reasonable question. But if the line is already drawn between Kezayit and Kezayit, and between Kezayit Kezayit and Kezayit B'Kezayit, then his question would be a silly question. Why are you asking about the extreme case when the middle case is already different? So then he would know already based on the reaction. It's very interesting logic. He would know based on how he reacted what the answer would be about the other case. Okay? And therefore, they say that's why his question was a question of chokhmah. Because it was sort of, right, by asking that question, depending on not only what the answer was, but depending on how he answered, was his indicator as to what exactly was the case. Okay, what was the point of bringing all this up? Because what did we learn from here? That the nusach, in the end, we see that Rebbe's nusach was Kezayit, V'Kezayit is also in the Mishnah. And that's the nusach in the end, because that was what he said. Remember, there were two versions, and Levi wanted to know which version, right? But in fact, Rebbe had really taught both versions to people. He just hadn't taught it to Levi, but that was what we get from here. Okay, now we're going to have a lot of cases. Now we're gonna have. Okay, I guess we'll get to that soon. Maybe we're not right away, but in general, in this stuff, we're going to have a lot of diukim. Okay, from the fact that it says this, we can infer something else. But actually, I think before we get there, there's some other things. Itmar. Okay, here's a machloket amoraim. Itmar is an introduction to a machloket amoraim. Chatzi zayid chutz lizmano. Chatzi zay chutz limkamo, v'chatzi zay chutz lizmano. Okay, what do we have here? A half a zayit. He thinks, I'm going to eat a half a kezayit in the wrong time. Then he thinks, I'm going to eat, or he says, again, depending on the machloket, right? Does he express the pigul with words, or does he just think it in his head? But either which way, he has a chutz lizmano. Then he says, chatzi zay chutz limkamo, which would happen, what do we say? Limkomo and Lizmano are mitzdarif. What would that mean? In this case, right? And that's if you just have a chatzi zayi, chutz lizmano, that's nothing. You need a shear in order to make it a problem. Once you add the chatzi zayi, chutz limkomo, you end up with a disqualified korban. No. What don't you end up with? You don't get karet, because you need a whole kezayi, what?
It's pasul.
It's pasul. It's, right, disqualified. It's pasul. So you start off with the chatzi zayit, nothing happens. You can continue to do your korban because you don't have a full shear of psul. But once you have a chatzi zayit of chutz lizmano and a chatzi zayit of chutz limkamo, you end up with a case of disqualification, psul. However, you don't get karet because you need a full kezayit of chutz lizmano in order to get karet. Because karet only comes chutz lizmano, not chutz limkamo. So now what happens? You then do another chatzi zayit of chutz lizmano. You say, I'm going to eat this chatzi zayit of meat in the wrong, tomorrow or in 2 days, whenever it's pasul to eat. Now what happens? Do we say that since the first two kapazetim joined together already, then you don't end up with karet? Or do we say that now that you actually have a full kezayit of chutz lizmano, we ignore the middle one that's chutz and kamo that doesn't belong, and we combine those two, even though we first combined the first two, can we now combine number one and number three and ignore the middle one? No, it's within the same karban. It has to be within the same karban. We're talking about either in the same avodah or different avodot. Okay, different avodot for the same korban. Remember, you can do it during shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. All four avodot, you can have a machshava. Yeah.
They already in the Mishnah before made people so almost impossible, and now they're making it a smaller possibility.
Right. Well, again, it's odd that anyone would even think I'm going to eat a chatzi zayit of this meat.
No,
it's a strange case.
Right. Why would a kohen intentionally go?
Yes. Yes, this is very conceptual, all this arguing. It's very conceptual because it's really trying to figure out how do we combine things, okay? How do things work, okay? This is actually, this is what we're going to call, the Gemara doesn't call this, but this is what we call chozer v'neir, where you can wake something up that was dormant, basically, okay? Which is, right, in other words, when you have the chutz lizmano, chutz l'mkomo, and then you have the chutz lizmano. So you can kind of ignore the limkomo, wake up the first kezayit, combine the first half kezayit, combine it with the last one. Okay, can you do that or not? It comes up in other halachic things also. This is a good example where they're taking concepts that apply in other cases and applying it here. So chatzi zayit chutz limkomo, chatzi zayit chutz limkomo, chatzi zayit chutz limkomo. Amarava v'yaketz ki yashen hapigul. The one that was dormant wakes up and you end up with pigul. Okay, he says we basically put the kimkomo to sleep, basically. We wake up the chatzi zayit of the pigul, of the chutz lizmano that didn't have any, right, that attached itself to the chutz lizmano. We now kind of remove it from the chutz lizmano, attach it to the end, and we have a full kezayit, and the guy gets curry. V'rav hamnuna amar, erev machshavot havei. No, it combined first with the chutz lizmano, that's called erev machshavot. Erev machshavot already means that you're not going to get curry for this. Now each one's going to bring a proof text, and each one's going to knock out the other one's proof text. Amar Rava, mina minala, where do I get it from? Ditnan, and he's going to bring it from Tuma. Okay? Now, there's Ava Tuma, Rishon Latuma, Sheni Latuma. Let's review a little bit. Ava Tuma is like a mate, okay? He can make people tame and kelim tame. A Rishon makes, can make a food and drink tame. Okay, but not Adam and Kalim. And a Sheni can only mess up Truma and Kodshim, and a Shlishi can only mess up Kodshim. Okay, sacrifices. We're not going to deal with Shlishi and Revi, really. Okay, but what's the issue? So if you have, so it's very relevant whether something's a Rishon or a Sheni, because a Sheni, like I said, can only mess up Truma. A Rishon can mess up food and drink. Okay, so what if you have, And you need a shear of a kebetza in Tuma to be metame something. So kebetza ochel rishon, u kebetza ochel sheni, you have a kebetza of some food that was metame by an ava Tuma, okay? And right, it can also become tame, an av can also be metame food. So you have a kebetza of ochel rishon, and you have a kebetza of ochel sheni, okay? Ochel that's a rishon and ochel that's a sheni. So the question is, can they be metame other foods? Or not. If it's a sheni, it can only be mitame truma. If it's a rishon, it can be mitame anything. Shebilalan zebezeh. They got mixed up together. Rishon. It's judged as a rishon because why? You now have this mixture of these two foods that are together, but you have a kebetz of a rishon in it. So if this whole mixture touches something else, right? You have a rishon of a kebetz, we're going to be mitame. But chilkan. But what if you split that combination now into two? So now you don't necessarily have a kebetza of the rishon in each half. You certainly don't, right? And it's assuming it got a little bit of the rishon is in both, you're not going to have a kebetza. So what do you say? Zeh sheni v'zeh sheni. While they're separated, each one is only a sheni. Ha chazar v'irvan. But what can you infer from here? If you put them back together again, it would be a rishon. So what does this prove, Rava's point, that if you had the chetzi zayit chutz lizmano, then the chetzi zayit chutz lizmano, then you added a chetzi zayit chutz lizmano, in the end, what do you have? A full kezayit of chutz lizmano, and we're going to treat it as that. So what does he say? How do I know that ha-chazar v'irvan rishon havi? It's not just I'm inferring it, but mimai, mi dekatani seifa. It says in the seifa of that Mishnah, nafal ze ba'atzmo v'ze ba'atzmo, kikar shel truma, psalua. If each one fell onto a kikar of truma, it would pasul it, because each one is a sheni, and a sheni pasuls truma. But naflu shnehen ke'echat, asa'ua shnia. But if they both fall together, they make that food a sheni, because they're viewed as a rishon. So that there you see that if they get back together again and the whole kibetza of the rishon is there, it can make it a shnia. Okay, it's judged like a rishon. Rav Amnuna Amar, these two cases aren't similar at all, because hatam ikashira, hachalekashira. That started out as a rishon that was a kibetza. It started out with a full shiur, it got split up, and then it got back together again. Our case started out as a half, and only at the end does it become a whole. So you can't compare those cases, Rav Amnuna says. In our case, there was never a full shiur in the beginning. The first thing that happened to it was it joined with the chutzim kamo. You can't just ignore that. It became a combined eruv machshavot. You can't take it out of that later on just because you end up with a full kazayit. So he says you can't compare the cases. Now Rav Amnuna is going to bring his proof as to why he thinks that, right, we don't combine the first and the last. We already have the first two combined. Amar Rav Amnuna, mena aminala. Ditnan says in the Mishnah, also there, this actually appears there and in Megillah, ha'ochel shenitma ba'avatuma, v'shenitma bivladatuma. Okay, here you have something, again, it's a rishon, because it was nitma ba'avatuma. And nitma bevlada tuma is a rishon, and as it was nitma by a rishon, meaning it's a sheni. So again, you have a rishon and a sheni. Mitztarfim zeim ze letamei bekal shebishnehem. Right? They can combine together. In this case, you don't have a full kibetza of each, but the two together combine and form a kibetza. We treat them as the least of the combination, which is a sheni. My love, afagav dehar dermal, yeh? And he says, doesn't this seem to imply they're going to be treated like a sheni, even if ultimately, let's say you have this half a kibetza of rishon, half a kibetza of sheni, and let's say comes Rav Amnuna and he assumes, based on the wording of this mishnah, that even they become a mixture of sheni, and even if you later add more rishon to it, and you end up with a whole kibetza of a rishon, which would be similar to our case, where you didn't start out with a kibetza, it would always be viewed as a sheni. That's how he reads this case, and that's his proof. Obviously, the other side's going to say, Dilma deloha dermalye. Why are you implying for that? Maybe the Mishnah just means it's going to be treated as a sheni until such time as you end up with a whole kibetz of a rishon, and then we're going to treat it like a rishon. So it's not a good enough proof. Okay, ki ata rav dimi. Now we're going to basically have, okay, you can look at the chart, the last chart on the page. We're going to have three versions. You can see in the chart, we have Rav Dimi, Ravin, and Rav Ashi, who all bring... Okay, they're going to say, this is the order of cases that Bar Kapara had a bright about, where he said all these cases are pigul, and ein chatzi zayin mo'il b'mkom kezayin. Okay, and this is what he's going to say, that basically we're going to treat these all as pigul, and you get karet for them. And Bar Kapara, okay, basically is going to say, he's going to be more on the lines of Rava, right, that Rava says, v'yakatz k'yashen k'pigul, that right, we can... Even though you have a combination of a chatzi zayit of this, a chatzi zayit of that, right? If you end up having a whole kazayit of zman, then we're going to basically call it pigul and you get karet. Although there's going to be a debate about what the order is that it would happen. Okay? And that's going to be the debate here between the three. They each have three different versions of Bar Kapara's Braita. So Ki Ata Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He brought this Braita, you know, as he came to Bavel and he explained to them, Amar. Chatzi zayit chutz l'mkomo, v'chatzi zayit chutz l'zmano, v'chatzi zayit chutz l'zmano. You start off with chatzi zayit makom, then you have two half kazayits of zman. Tani bar kapara, pigul, it's pigul. Ein chatzi zayit mo'il b'mkom kazayit. You ignore the chatzi zayit and makomo when you have a full kazayit of zman, even if makomo came first. Okay? And even if makomo combined with zman, right? But then we basically ignore the makom once we have a full kazayit of zman. Ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, no, it was a little different. Chatzi zay chutz lizmano, v'chatzi zay chutz lizmano, v'chatzi zay chutz limkomo. Okay, there you end up, that's a very different case. You started off with two zman, so they combined already. Then your chatzi zayit and makomo doesn't combine to basically say we have erev machshavot. Only if it's full kazayit and makomo is it going to be a problem. Tani bar kapara, pigul, it is pigul, because ein chatzi zayim uel b'mkom kazayim. Rav Ashi manehachi, chatzizai chutzlis mano. Okay, now his case is a little different. You start off with a chutzlis mano, but a chatzizai. Then you take a full kezayit, and as you think in your head, a kezayit this meat, chetzio chutzlim komo, v'chetzio chutzlis mano. Half of it I'm going to eat in the wrong place, and half of it I'm going to eat in the wrong time. Tane bar kapara, pigul. This is pigul, en chatzizai mo'il b'mkom kezayit. In other words, even though you combined your thoughts about the makom and the zman of that one kezayit, still, since we have a chatzi zayit of zman and a chatzi zayit of zman, we're going to combine those and ignore the makom. Okay, so they each say to a different extent. They each say about what Bar Kapara said. Okay, next case. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Chishev, now we're moving off to a different thing. Chishev shiochlu klavim lemachar. What if instead of thinking, I'm going to eat this tomorrow, or the Baalim are going to eat this tomorrow, or, right, but you say, I'm going to give it to a dog to eat tomorrow. Is a dog considered an achila? Okay? What does he say? Pigul, dichtiv, ve'et izevel yochlu haklavim b'chelek Yisrael. The izevel is going to be eaten by the dogs. What do you see here? We use the term in the Tanakh of achila when it comes to dogs. Therefore, dogs must count for achila purposes. It's interesting proof, okay? And therefore, we're going to take that as, if you think about an achila about the dog, it will be pasul. Matkifla Rabbi Ami, elame'ata, chishesha tochleo esh lemachar, dechtiv, tochleo esh lo nupach. We have a pasuk which talks about fire consuming. Remember, we talked about consumption, right? Consumption could be the fire consuming something. And it uses the lashon of achila. So if I have in my mind, I'm going to burn this, not like a burning on the mizbech, I'm going to burn it in a regular fire tomorrow. Is that considered a thought of achila chutz lizmano? Okay, because if you're going to say that a dog eating it, well, then you can go so far as to say a fire eating it, and that's ridiculous. So what does he say? Right? Hachanami de pigul. You're going to say that's pigul, and therefore I want to knock out your dog argument. And he says, v'chitem hachanami. And if you want to say to me, in fact, the fire can be used also, if you're going to say yes to the dog and yes to the fire, v'hatnan, doesn't it say in a Mishnah, le'echol, but this is our Mishnah, le'echol kechatzi zayit, u'lahaktir kechatzi zayit kasher, she'ein achila v'aktara mitzterfin, that you can't combine a thought about achila and a thought about burning it on the mizbeach, right? You think, I'm going to eat a chatzi kezayit tomorrow, and I'm going to burn a chatzi zayit tomorrow. Those two don't combine. Remember this, because we're going to derive a lot of things from this whole line, starting now and continuing through the end of the daf. So, if you say that, what does it seem to imply? So that's not pigul, because you can't combine achila and haktara. So obviously, you can't combine achila and burning of any kind of fire, because, right? So therefore, she'en haktara v'haktara mitzterfin. So how could you possibly say that burning a fire would count as achila? So now they say, no. Ida afka b'lashon achila hachinami. When you said, I'm going to be eat half a kezayit tomorrow, and I'm going to burn on the mizbeach half a kezayit, you can't combine those, because one lashon is achila, and one lashon is haktara. But if you say, I'm going to have a dog eat it, or a person eat it, a half a kezayit, and then you think, I'm going to have a fire eat it, and you use the lashon of eating and not lahaktir or lisrof or something like that, but you actually say, I'm going to have it eaten by a fire tomorrow, then in fact they would combine. And that's how he proves both the dog and the fire are called achila, and therefore if you use the lashon of achila by both of them, it would work. Okay, that would be considered pigul. Okay, whether you combine them with something else or whether you do them by themselves, either one. Hacha b'mayas kinan, right? What was the Mishnah telling about? The afka b'lashon haktara. The lashon achila l'chu v'lashon haktara l'chu. You can't combine a lashon of achila and a lashon of haktara, but you could combine lashonot of achila even when you're talking about burning on a fire. Okay. By Rav Ashi. Ashi's going to ask a question. Chishev, we're now going to have a few questions, and in order to answer them, we're going to be medayek. Okay, this is the second half of the page. We're going to be, Abai is going to be medayek. One thing from that line in the Mishnah that we just read, and in order to answer his question, then Rav is going to ask a question, and Abai is going to be medayek something else from there, in order to answer all these questions. By Rav Ashi, Chishev le'echol kezayit b'shnei b'nei adam. What if the Kohen said, tomorrow, two people are going to eat this, okay, instead of, right, tomorrow I'm going to eat it, or tomorrow someone else is going to eat it, but two people are going to eat it, a kezayit, where what's in the end, neither one is going to eat a full shiur, right? But you say b'shnei b'nei adam. So mahu, batar machshava azlinan. Do we say, well, there was a machshava of pigul about a kezayit, so that's enough of a shiur to mess it up? De'i kashira. Oh, but her ochlin azlinan v'le kashir. Do we go by how many people eat it? And there, you don't have enough of a shir because each person, you're thinking about each person only eating a chatzizayin. A chatzizayin is not a problem, right? You have to have a full shir for it to be a problem. So Amar by Tashma. Well, let's learn it from here. In our Mishnah, it says lechol kachatzizayin u'lahaktir chatzikazayin kashir she'ein achila v'hatzktara mitzterfim. What do you see here? Haktara and achila can't combine. But ha le'echol v'le'echol dumia. Dumia de le'echol u'lahaktir. But if you had a person eating and another person eating, which is like le'echol u'lahaktir, b'he'echadami, what would be like le'echol u'lahaktir, b'shnei b'nei adam, it would be mitztaref. In other words, only achila and haktara can combine. But achila and achila that's like achila and haktara, meaning that there's two sort of different actions going on, which means, oh, it's by two different people. If it's all within the realm of achila, we can derive from there that it would be okay. And this is going to be strange because we're going to derive all sorts of things from this one line. We're going to say it means this and not that, this and not that, this and not that. And that's how he's going to learn all sorts of things. Shmamina, so we can actually infer that. By Rava, Rava now asks, we've talked about the shir kedeachila pras. What does it mean? It means the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is generally a time for eating. You need to eat a kezayit within a time that it would take for any kind of shiur. Okay, if you want to make, you want to bench because you ate a kezayit of food. If you ate it over a long period of time, you nibbled a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. They don't form to combine a shiur. It has to be eaten within a certain time frame, which is usually on, there's a big machloket about how long exactly it is, but the assumption, the basic halacha is 9 minutes. So what if you thought, I'm going to eat this kezayit of meat tomorrow over the course of the entire day? Okay, or even over the course of an hour, or even over the course of 10 minutes, right? Okay, so you have in mind that you're going to eat it, but yet you're mechtei achila pras mal. Now why would there be a question? Shiri Moro is mechtei achila pras, shiri Moro achila. But they ask like this: Ma'u la'achilat gavoa medaminan le, o la'achilat hedyo medaminan le. How long does it take for the mizbeach to eat up the meat? In theory, it could go all night long or all day long. In other words, there's no shear of achilat mizbeach. So if we're talking about kodshim and the world of korbanot, maybe we should use the definitions of achila by korbanot, achila of the mizbeach, and achila of the mizbeach. There is no shi'ur. Or, since we're talking about actual physical eating, maybe we go by achilat hedyo, by regular people eating. So Amar Abai, Tashma, again Abai says, let's learn it from this line. Lechol kachatzizayi ulaktir kachatzizayi kasher. She'en achila vaktara mitztarfin. Ta'ama, again he's going to say, what's the reason here? De la'achol ulaktir. Okay, meaning, what's the reason why these don't combine? Because it's le'achol ulaktir. But ha le'echol u'le'echol, now you have to, there's missing words here, or at least according to the nusach on the side, dumia di lahaktir mitztaref. And as they're saying, le'echol u'le'echol don't combine, but if you do le'echol u'le'echol in a way that's like lahaktir, it would combine, meaning we can go by the shear of the gavoa, even if it's b'yeter mechtei achila pras. V'haktara b'yoter mechtei achila pras too. Okay, and isn't haktara more than achila pras, and therefore it would be okay? But what are they saying? No, Dilma behesek gadol. In theory, you could burn something on the mizbeach in 9 minutes. You could put a really big fire, and all the meat will burn really quickly. Right? Anyone who barbecues knows you could barbecue meat really fast if you put a high enough flame. You could burn it really quickly. So you could say dumia de lahaktir there would mean only in a hesek gadol. So it doesn't necessarily prove. It's not a great diuk. Okay. Now we're going to talk about that section of the Mishnah. Lechol kachatzi zay de lahaktir kachatzi kazay kasher. Tama de le'echol u'le'aktir. Ha le'echol v'le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol mitztaref. Which case is not going to be pigul? If you do le'echol u'le'aktir. But it seems to imply that what? If you do le'echol u'le'echol, even if it's something she'ein darko le'echol, we talked about this the other day, right? If you have something that generally gets burned on the mizbeach, but you say, I'm going to eat it, and it's a part that you don't really eat, is that pigul or not? If you remember, we learned that there was machlok of Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim, and our mission, the beginning of the mission, talked as if that's not going to be pigul. Okay, it would have to be davar shedarko le'echol. But here, by saying le'echolu lahaktir is in pigul, but it sounds like any other le'echolu le'echol would be pigul, which would be even davar shedarko le'echol. And haktane reisha, doesn't it say in the reisha, le'echol shedarko le'echol, which would imply what? Only et shedarko lechol im, but she'ein darko lechol lo. So the Mishnah seems to, again, the derivation from this line, assuming you would derive this line, seems to contradict what the Mishnah says explicitly in the beginning. So Amar Yirmiyahu Hamani Rabbi Elazar, the second part of our Mishnah, when we say this line, and we can derive from it about this, that is only Rabbi Elazar Shita Damar Machashvin Me'achilat Adam L'achilat Mizbeach Me'achilat Mizbeach L'achilat Adam. Right? You can have a machshava about something that's supposed to be burned in the Mizbeach and think you're going to eat it, or vice versa. Okay, Ditznan, how do we know he says this? Because we see in the Mishnah, Hashochet et hazevach le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol, u'laktir davar she'ein darko laktir. Kashir, right? That's not pigul according to Tanakama. V'Rabbi Eliezer posel. So we can basically say that that line in our Mishnah, and the fact that we derive it about the achila and haktara, we can derive, well, if you're going to say le'echol u'le'echol, even if it's davar laktir, would be pigul, that must match Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Abaye amar, afilu tema rabbanan. You can even say that that line is chachamim. How? Then you would just simply not derive what you derived. Okay? You would say, the lo tema ha le'echol u'le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol. Ela ema, but you should derive this. Ha le'echol u'le'echol davar she'darko le'echol. It would say, la'echol u'le'aktir doesn't work, but le'echol u'le'echol, if it's davar she'darko le'echol, it would work. Okay, well, if the point is, that's what you're deriving from here, well then, my kamashmalan. If the whole point of that line then was to teach us the derivation that only davar shedarko lechol, mereisha shma mina. We already learned that from the beginning of the Mishnah when it said kechatzizai b'chutz kechatzizai lemachar pasul ha kechatzizai lemachar pigul. In other words, if you said it in a way that it was about food that's darko lechol, it would be pigul. So therefore, there would be no point to teach you that. So now you would say, what? What would be the obvious? Well, it's not just coming to teach you the derivation. If you're saying it's coming to teach you the derivation that it has to be davar shevaoy le'echol, we already learned that from the Reisha. Well, maybe it's coming to teach us what it actually says in there, which is if you combine le'echol u'la'aktir, i'le'echol u'la'aktir, if you want to say it has to be le'echol u'la'echol, but as soon as you say le'echol this and la'aktir that, then already it's not pigul. That, midukya dereisha shma mina, you can already derive that from a diuk in the beginning of the Mishnah. In other words, the diuk from here is unnecessary because it says that in the reisha. And the actual halacha is unnecessary because you can infer that from something it says in the reisha, which is where it says, lechol davar shedarko lechol in, she'ein darko lechol lo. Right there we said in the reisha that it would have to be davar shedarko lechol, but not davar she'ein darko lechol. If you're going to combine an achila and an achila about, let's say, I'm going to eat a chatzi kezayit of something I can't eat, and I'm going to eat a chatzi kezayit of something that's supposed to be maktari on the mizbeach, then, and that's not considered pigul. So all the more so, if you say, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to be maktir that of bibaya, of course that's not going to combine. If you can't combine something by using the same lashon achila, even though one is supposed to be eaten and one is supposed to be muktar, then obviously you can't combine lashon achila and lashon haktara. Okay? So therefore, you can derive that also from the reisha, and then it's unnecessary. So comes by any answers? No. Really, according to Rabbanan, you could still say this mission isn't Rabbi Lazar, and really you can be medayek from here, that it's lecholu lahaktir is a problem, and is not a problem. It's not pigul, because you can't combine those two. Okay? And why did you need to say that, even though you could have learned it from the reisha? Because you couldn't have really learned it from the reisha. Why? Le'echol u'la'aktir itzdrich. Because salka da'ata chamina, if you just learned it from the reisha, and you said, le'echol u'la'echol doesn't work, even though it's both terms of achila, when you're talking about something that's supposed to be eaten and something that's supposed to be burned, okay? You might have thought, ha'tamu de'lav ki orcha kamachashev. What's the problem there? The problem there is that you're talking about eating something when it's actually supposed to be burned. So you have like a wrong machshava entirely. Your machshava is out of whack because you're talking about eating something that's supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. And of course that's not going to work. Aval hacha, but you might have thought, and that's why you need the mission to teach us, it's not the case. Dibahai, that if you say, I'm going to eat a chatzi zayit of something that's supposed to be eaten, and I'm going to be maftir a chatzi zayit of something that's supposed to be burned, each one, you're talking about two things that are done in the way they're supposed to be done. So you might have thought, Ema litzkare, kamashmalan. And therefore, the Mishnah has to teach you also that case. So that case in the end is coming, according to this, to teach you the actual halacha, not the derivation. The derivation, you're right, would be obvious from the beginning. So we had two answers, right? We had, there's a derivation. The derivation is it teaches you about etchadarko le'chol and not, right? So either we say it's, either we say we derive that it's actually Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that it's teaching you even etchadarko le'chol would also be pasul, or it's teaching you Rabbanan Shita, that only etchadarko, but it's not really coming for the derivation, it's coming for the actual halacha that you couldn't derive from the beginning, because the beginning wouldn't infer necessarily in achil and haftarah, that are both kiddin, in other words, you're talking about things that could have been done the way they were supposed to be done, still, since one's achil and one's haftarah, they don't come in. Kamash malan. Okay, and hadran alach kolas vachim shekibu daman. Tomorrow we start the third parak.